BBC News with David Austin. The people of Spain are voting in their fourth general election in as many years in an attempt to break the political deadlock that's left the country without a stable government. The acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, a socialist, hopes to win the majority that eluded him when he won the last election in April. Many Sri Lankans have expressed outrage after the outgoing president granted a controversial pardon to a death row prisoner convicted of killing a Swedish teenager in 2005. Jude Jayamaha, from a middle-class family, walked free from prison following President Maithripala Sirisena's highly unusual decision. Firefighters tackling wildfires in eastern Australia are warning of catastrophic conditions in the coming days and have included the Greater Sydney area within the high-risk zone. Lives and homes could be at risk as high temperatures and strong winds continue. About 2 million people in India and Bangladesh have spent the night in storm shelters after a powerful cyclone hit the border region between the two countries. The storm brought heavy rain and battering winds of more than 130 kilometres an hour. There have been violent confrontations in Bolivia between supporters and opponents of President Evo Morales over disputed presidential election results. Mr. Morales says two governors' homes have been burnt along with his sister's house. An international panel of experts has expressed support for calls for an independent inquiry into Hong Kong's police force. The panel found that the Police Complaints Committee is not equipped to conduct such an investigation. The British YouTube star KSI has beaten his American rival Logan Paul in a much-hyped boxing match in Los Angeles. The two social media stars will each pocket prize money of more than $800,000. BBC News.